Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Home Barista Podcast for home baristas with me, your host Sean, aka the Drummond Barista. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 1.5 of Coffee Break. I'm calling this episode 1.5 because it's halfway between episode 1 and episode 2, of course, but this is an episode that so many of you really wanted me to create, so I have done it super early for you guys as I was planning to do this before. Anyway, I hope you are all doing so well today. Just to make you aware that this episode has been recorded as a video and is available for you to watch on Instagram right now. Today, I am super excited to talk about a coffee utensil that is the scariest looking thing I have ever seen. That utensil is the WDT tool. The WDT tool is a distribution tool made predominantly for espresso puck preparation. I uploaded a couple of pictures of the WDT tool to my Instagram stories, showcasing me using it with a V60 brew, and you all wanted to know more about the results I've seen through using the tool with filter brews. After many brews and becoming overly caffeinated, I want to share my findings with you all. But before we jump into the main body of today's episode, it would mean the world to me if you haven't already to hit that follow or subscribe button, which allows you to be notified when the next episode drops and allows me to know that you are enjoying the content so far. Now, without any further ado, make sure you have a nice cup of coffee in hand and let's jump straight into it. Okay guys, as I've mentioned, the WDT tool is a distribution tool made predominantly for espresso puck preparations. The WDT tool is used by you as the user, of course, stirring the coffee while it sits in the portafilter of your espresso machine. The stirring action breaks up any clumps and evens out the density of the coffee within the freshly ground coffee puck. According to many blogs and people online, this helps reduce channeling within the bed of coffee during the extraction process, resulting in a more even extraction of the coffee. The WDT tool has been created for the home barista market who have a hand grinder as their daily driver for grinding coffee. The WDT tool is there to act as the clump crusher that you will find within commercial grinders at cafes, labs, and roasteries. For those of you who do not know what a clump crusher is, let me explain real quick. A clump crusher is a really thin piece of plastic that sits at the front of the chute that the coffee is thrown into when being ground by the burrs. The clump crusher has a cutout within the piece of plastic that are shaped as very sharp teeth, and this helps to break up the clumps of coffee that are made when being ground. It is essentially a WDT tool inside the grinder. These are mostly found within big commercial grinders at cafes like the Mifos 1 and many other grinders within that range. According to various sources online, reviews, blogs, and social media personalities, they use the WDET, as previously mentioned, to reduce channeling in the extraction process, resulting in an evenly extracted cup of coffee that will be, fingers crossed, beautifully balanced and showcasing a very well-rounded mouthfeel. Now, this leads me perfectly onto my research and my personal findings. Now, let me be clear here, I don't drink a lot of espresso-based beverages. I tend to enjoy a brew that hangs around for a little longer and slows me down, which is why drip coffee and/or filter coffee is my preferred method of brewing. One day, I thought to myself as I poured my ground coffee into my V60, I wonder what would happen if I used my WDT tool on the bed of coffee in my V60 and if it would make a difference. Now, I can tell you straight away, the visual results were instant. First and foremost, there were less air bubbles during the bloom, which to me means that the water was freely able to run deeper into the coffee bed, saturating more of the grounds. The drawdown, so the liquid running from the filter, was very consistent and steady, which meant the drawdown of water within the dripper was very even and consistent. Now, I want to dive into that last sentence just a little bit more. Usually, the water or coffee flowing from the filter is a little more staggered instead of a consistent stream. So you'll probably have a look at the stream of coffee and it'll be going duh, 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 duh. But this time round, it was just one long consistent stream of water running through the bed, extracting the coffee, which to me would mean that the water before using the WDT is struggling to flow. is struggling to flow through the bed evenly and freely, making little channels within the bed and creating an uneven extraction. The next visual aspect of the brew I want to touch on is the drawdown of water within the dripper itself. Now, I noticed straight away after completing my final pour that the water within the dripper was flowing down consistently over the whole bed of coffee. I watched right to the end and saw that the water wasn't just focusing on one particular spot in the dripper. It finished, as I've said, evenly over the whole bed of coffee, which was a fantastic result to see. The results in my cup were pleasing, but I'm going to be honest, they weren't anything hugely different. Yes, the cup of coffee was cleaner, it had little to no acidity on the palate, huge levels of sweetness, really dominant and strong mouthfeel that lingered around for so long that I had to carbonate some water to cleanse my palate. Crazy, right? So the moment you've all been waiting for. Sean, do you recommend the WDT tool? Well, as always, I have two yes and two no answers to this question. I know, it's super annoying, but I want you guys to really hear my thoughts on this and really understand every angle that I'm coming from, okay? So the first yes, I would recommend the WDT tool to those of you who are going to be using it for the reason that it was intended. So for those of you who have a hand grinder of slightly less value that doesn't produce a consistent grind. Now, this will help take your espresso and filter brews to a new level for those of you that do have a slightly cheaper end of hand grinders. My second yes, I would recommend the WDT tool to those of you who drink espresso and are lucky enough to own a decent espresso machine or one similar to a decent espresso machine that allows you to play around with pressure and water profiles. I say this because this is where the WDT tool, in my personal opinion, will come into its own and really showcase the changes it can make to the extraction process. All good? Now, moving on to my no's. The first no, I wouldn't recommend the WDT tool to those of you who have a burr grinder at home. So similar to the one that I have that all of you beautiful people have seen within my Instagram reels and my content. So I have the Eureka Perfetto, which is a fantastic grinder that has a little clump crusher built in, but also this is a burr grinder and it produces me very consistent grinds time after time. Now, similar to the Eureka range of grinders, you've also got the Malkonig range of grinders as well. They've recently just come out with a fantastic new range of grinders for those of you at home, budget friendly, if you're able to drop a decent little bit of dollar on there, but it's worth the investment, trust me. These grinders will potentially have a built-in clump crusher, which I've already touched on. If not, that is all good, as they are designed very well and do a very good job of producing you a very consistent grind, which I've already touched on too. Now, my second no, and this is probably just, you know, going down to that side of Instagram, TikTok, social media, fashion trends. I'm going to say no for the second one to those of you who are having a major case of FOMO, all right? So those of you who have a fear of missing out, and it's never been a good idea to make a purchase. Making a purchase because of FOMO, no, stop. Save up your pennies to help you invest in a new grinder that will last you a long time and give you a much better experience than your current grinder. And then you potentially won't have to buy yourself a WDT tool because it will be all involved in the grinder for you. Just a much better experience. So save up your money. Take it from me. Trust me, I did that. Best investment I made last year. So there we go, guys. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Coffee Break. This particular episode, as I've already said, was already in the planning stages, but due to the overwhelming amount of messages that you guys sent me on Instagram, I decided to bring it forward a couple of weeks and release it a little bit earlier for you guys. I hope that I've been able to answer any or all of the questions that you have had around the WDT tool, and you have enjoyed hearing my thoughts and research within the short space of time I've owned one of these crazy looking tools. Now, do you guys have a WDT tool? That's so hard to say, by the way. How many times have I said that in this video? Someone count it, let me know in the comments. It's just a fun thing to do. Do you guys have one? If so, I would love to hear your thoughts on it and your findings during the time that you have been using it. Let me know by dropping me a comment down below for those of you that are watching the video, or drop me a DM on Instagram. As always, make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button so that you do not miss out on the next episode of Coffee Break or the next episode of the Home Barista Podcast for home baristas. Thanks again, all you beautiful coffee lovers, and I will see you in the next episode.